This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday at the invitation of the Crown Prince and Prime Minister of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman. This will be Prime Minister Modi's third visit to the kingdom. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the visit is important on account of the obvious significance of Saudi Arabia as a strategic partner for India. He said Saudi Arabia hosts a very large Indian expatriate community, possibly the second largest expatriate community of its kind anywhere in the world.
Visit is important on account of the Saudi Arabia as a strategic partner for India. This relationship has for India's energy security. Saudi Arabia hosts a very large Indian expatriate community. Saudi Arabia is a leading voice in the Islamic world and is increasingly playing an important role in regional developments.
West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Anand Bose visited the violence-affected areas of Shamshirganj and Jafarabad of Murshidabad district today. He has assured all help to the families of those killed during violent protest against the Waqf Amendment Act in Murshidabad. In Shamshirganj, the governor met the family members of the father-son duo who were killed by an unruly mob on the 12th of this month. The police have arrested three persons in connection with the killing, including the key accused, Inmajul Haq. People of Jafarabad demanded Border Security Force camps for their protection. On the other hand, a five-member team led by National Commission for Women Chairperson Vijaya K. Rahatkar visited the family of Har Gobind Das and Chandan Das, who were killed by an unruly mob on the 12th of this month during protest against the Waqf Amendment Act in Shamshirganj Suti of Murshidabad. In the national capital, four people have been killed and 12 others are feared trapped under the debris after a four-story building collapsed in the Mustafabad area in the wee hours today. Additional DCP of the Northeast District, Sandeep Lamba, said the incident took place at around 3 a.m. in the morning. He added that 14 people were rescued, but four among them succumbed to their injuries. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has expressed condolences to the families of those who lost their lives in the tragic accident. She prayed for peace for the departed souls and strength for the bereaved families to cope with the irreparable loss. In a social media post, she said an investigation into the incident has been ordered and assured that strict action would be taken against those responsible. In a significant breakthrough against narcotics trafficking, the Delhi Police Crime Branch has dismantled a cross-border drug syndicate operating between Afghanistan, Pakistan and India. Addressing a press conference in the national capital, Joint Commissioner of Police Crime Branch Surinder Singh Jakhar said 10 accused have been arrested in this operation. He said the operation led to the seizure of a large quantity of heroin, mobile phones, vital incriminating evidence and drug proceeds. Mr. Jakhar said five properties worth 10 crore rupees have also been identified. The accused were supplying narcotics in Haryana, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir and Delhi. The Punjab police have busted two foreign-based ISI-backed terror modules, arresting 13 operatives with a cache of arms and ammunition. Punjab Police Chief Gaurav Yadav said these modules were operated by France and Greece-based Babbar Khalsa international operatives who were working in close coordination with Pakistan's inter-services intelligence. Mr. Yadav said with these arrests and recoveries, the police have foiled an ISI masterminded conspiracy to spread terror and disturb peace. The Gujarat government has announced a substantial 5% rebate on motor vehicle tax for electric vehicles, reducing the rate from 6% to just 1% to encourage EV adoption. The decision has been made to boost electric vehicle adoption, protect the environment and promote the tourism sector. In IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals have set a target of 204 runs for Gujarat Titans in a table-topping clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Put into bat first, Delhi Capitals scored 203 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Gujarat Titans were 29 for 1 in 2.5 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.